The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. A big day of racing coming up this Saturday. It's Ebor Day at York. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me on the line is jockey Tom Queeley. Hi, Tom.
I'm very good, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to today. The rain has come, but I'm sure it won't have dampened spirits today, Tom.
No, it's been a fantastic week's racing, and you know, the rain came a little bit there yesterday, but it didn't affect the crowd, and a wonderful atmosphere, and there's been some great racing, some great horses, and it looks like we're going to have very much more of the same again today.
Yep, the ground now good to soft. With the rain coming, it's going to be pretty soft today. With regards to your ride in the big one, Tom, you're on Tiger Cliff in the Ebor. Shouldn't be too much of a problem, providing it doesn't absolutely pour it down, should it?
I would think that'd be the case. He's a sort of a thick set horse, so I'd certainly rather it on the slower side than the quicker side. It'll be nearer soft and good, I'd imagine. And I don't think it'll inconvenience him too much. So we're hoping for a massive run.
Okay, we'll come on to that race shortly. That's the 350, that's the big race of the day. We're going to go through all the races at York, and just bear in mind, if you're having a bet today, that there are quite a few non-runners. I'll give you as many of them as I can find this morning. The first race is the 205, and we start in the City of York Stakes, which is a listed race over 7 furlongs, and it's Cristoforo Colombo who's the early favourite. It's your first ride of the day, Tom. You team up with Kevin Ryan. You're on board Lightning Cloud. How do you see the opener going?
Yeah, I'm on board Lightning Cloud here for Kevin Ryan. I reckon I've a pretty good strike rate for Kevin. I don't get many rides, but I seem to do the job occasionally when I ride for him. He was an impressive winner at Royal Ascot, but my suspicion is that he may be better on those quicker surfaces. So we'll see how he handles the ground. Rex Imperator is probably the main danger I'd see. An impressive winner of the Stewards' Cup. You know, and to beat a big field at Goodwood like that, big volume, so in a small field like this, I think he should be able to take care of these. Obviously, Christopher Colombo, as you've said, is well respected and been back this morning, but I think he needs to be at his best to beat the William Haggis runner, whose horses are in tremendous form this week on the Knavesmire.
Okay, on to race two next then. This is the Melrose Stakes, which is a Class 2 handicap over 1.75 miles. There's quite a few non-runners in here. We've got Great Hall, Ray Ward, Another Cocktail, Argent Knight and Bomber Thorn all missing from the lineup, and Havana Cooler is left as the favourite. Looks open to plenty of improvement and steps up to 1.75 miles for the first time. He looks a big player here, Tom. Who do you like for the second race?
Yes, I like this horse. He's lightly raced. He was only beaten a few, two or three lengths at Goodwood last time. I think the step up to 6 will suit him really, really, really well. Lucas secured a service to the Ryan Moore. I don't think over the 6 the draw is of a major concern. As I said, he's so lightly raced, and he's a type of typical profile of a horse that Lucas does very, very well with. So I'd be surprised if he didn't run a huge race. I would say they see Dark Crusader as their main danger. The Tony Martin runner who fought tenaciously last time at Galway to get the verdict. Brian Berry again back on board. But they're way out in 16. But I think Havana Cooler, the commanding runner, is the one they all have to beat.
Okay, on to the third race then. This is the 3.15, and this is the Gimcrack Stakes, which is a Group 2 for colts and geldings. It's for the two-year-olds as well. And it's over the 6-furlong trip, and Parbold has been well back this morning. Fives into around the 100-30 mark at the time of recording. He has won on soft ground over this course and distance in the past as well, which could bode well. But do you think he's the one to beat, Tom?
He's fairly rock solid, and he's been run in nice races, and he hasn't disappointed too much. He's lightly raced. The one I like here is Wilshire Boulevard, who's been, you know, busily enough campaigned by Aidan. Bounced back to win a Group 3 impressively last time. They don't bring him across the IRC for the fun of it. And I think he's the one they have to beat. And the thing is, he's got so much experience. It looks like he'd handle the ground. And I know Aidan's horses work on softish ground from time to time. So it'd be no surprise if he was to relish these conditions today. Aster is another one. Fair for William Haggis also, but Wiltshire Boulevard for me.
Okay, Wiltshire Boulevard there. Then on to the big race of the day. This is the 350. It's the Ebor, which is a heritage handicap over a mile and three quarters. Several non-runners here. Sun Central, No Heretic, Montasa, Handsome Man and Steps to Freedom all don't go. So that's five missing from the lineup. And the one at the top of the betting is Tiger Cliff, Tom, your ride. He's been supported this morning as well. And he was doing his best work late on when second in the Ascot Stakes at Royal Ascot. That was over 2.5 miles. He drops back to a mile and three quarters today, which he won over at Newmarket. You've said that the ground shouldn't be too much of a problem. Tell us about your chances on Tiger Cliff this afternoon.
Yeah, his horse I like an awful lot. He's got a very progressive profile. He's done nothing but improve. He's rock solid. He's consistent. And there's this little bit of rain that's around will certainly help his chances. He's a nice mover. And as I said before, he's quite a thick-set horse. So the conditions will be his optimum. I would see that it's a tough race. I mean, it's one of the hardest races of the year to win. In a lot of ways, it's a lot more difficult than some Group 1s to win in ways, because so many horses sneak in and they're, you know, with lightweights and whatever, and lots of trainers have this race in mind for the whole year and nothing else. My main danger, I would see, is Ted Veal, who's drawn beside me. He sneaks in with that £4 penalty, and Tony Martin absolutely farmed handicaps, and you know, he's very, very good at it. He's a shrewd operator, but I wouldn't swap Tiger Cliff for anything else in the race, and I'm hoping we'll be triumphant by the end of the day.
Okay, good stuff. The 4:25 then is race 5 on the card. This is the Julia Graves Rosa Stakes, which is a listed race for 2-year-olds over 5 furlongs. Outer Space made a winning debut in a 5 furlong Sandon Maiden, despite being weak in the market, and he's currently the favourite. XL's Beauty, second favourite, already tried her hand in listed company when second behind Windfire, who subsequently went on to run third in the Lowther early on in the week. And there's plenty of others in here you could give chances to as well, Tom. Quite open this.
Yeah, an open enough event. Some of them lightly raced, as you said. The one I like, actually, is Hot Streak, who won impressively under Philip Macon last time. Yeah, Jamie Spencer takes over. Obviously, he's retained owner. There's a lot to like about this son of Ifrage. He held up and he came with a storming run to win impressively. I think he's very nice, and it would be no surprise if he was to improve some more and impressively.
Okay, the penultimate race today is the 5 o'clock. It's a class 2 handicap over the extended mile and a quarter. Two non-runners in this, Whispering Warrior and Rossello Don't Go, and at the top of the betting we have Snocky and Star, who has been in fine form. He's the favourite. Spirit of the Law has also been quite popular this morning. How do you see it panning out in the 5 o'clock, Tom?
Yes, I like Snocky and Star here, the son of Rocky Gibraltar. I mean, to look at his form figures, rarely out of the frame. His last 7 or 8 runs have been, he's either won or been placed. Joe Fanning is having an excellent season as well, and already amongst the winners in the Knavesmire this week. So nicely drawn in 5, effective at the distance, and I think he's certainly the one to beat. Of the remainder, I would see Strictly Silver at a bigger price. We've got back to winning ways most recently at Newmark. I wouldn't see the ground being any hindrance to this son of Dalakani. Robert Hart taking a valuable £5 off at a bigger price each way, Strictly Silver, but Snocky and Star is the one to beat.
Okay, and the final race at York on Ebor Day is the 5:35. This is the Kipco Future Stars Apprentice Stakes, Class 2 handicap over the 5 furlong trip for apprentice riders. 6-1 the field this morning, Tom, as well, pretty open. Who should we keep an eye on in the final race?
A wide open affair. You can make a case for quite a few. One drawn right smack bang in the middle is Huntsman's Close for Michael Bell. Louis Stewart taking a valuable £7 off. He's a young apprentice who rides with great confidence for a young man of his years. He was amongst the winners actually last night. He rode a for his boss. This horse is fairly rock solid, consistent, and I'd imagine the ground will be to suit. I mean, this horse is going to carry 8 stone, so he's right in there. But it's competitive stuff, and I mean, you could make a case for quite a few. Jill Next Door is another one who, on the pick of her form from runs gone back, would be thereabouts. It retains a lot of ability and could be amongst the likelier type. But I'm going to go with Huntsman Close, Michael Bell and Louise Stewart.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us once again. Good luck at York this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.